Well, a well-known fixture in the Bay Area biohacking community has come under fire from state officials. Oakland resident Josiah Zehner is being investigated by the state's Department of Consumer Affairs for practicing medicine without a license. Zehner has written a guide to editing your own genes and runs a company that sells the CRISPR gene editing kits to regular consumers. Zehner, who is a former NASA biologist, once injected DNA into his arm live on a YouTube stream. He says he's never broken the law. For some insight on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Hank Greeley, director of the Center for Law and Biosciences at Stanford University. Thanks for being with us today, Hank. Did he break the law?
Can't tell. Right now, all we really know is the letter that he got from the Department of Consumer Affairs, which Josiah posted on the internet. That letter says they had received a complaint that he was practicing medicine without a license and that they wanted to interview him to discuss that and investigate it. So he hasn't been charged with anything. Practicing medicine without a license is a crime, but they haven't charged him with a crime. Right now, they say they've gotten a complaint, they're investigating, they want to talk to him.
So on the face of it, what he did, what I just described, and then, you know, injecting DNA into his own arm and putting out these kits, that on the face of it is not against the law.
Well, it's hard to say. So for one thing, we don't know everything that Josiah did or didn't do. I know and like Josiah, but he's both a serious scientist and also a bit of a showman. If he just sold those kits, which deal with microbes, and I think the newest one deals with frogs, but not with humans, that's not practicing medicine without a license, except maybe veterinary, except maybe frog medicine. Injecting himself is a tougher area. I don't know how they would interpret that. I think it would be silly for the state to go after somebody for self-experimentation that way. Whether it technically could fit under the statute or not isn't clear to me. But I don't know, we don't know, and I think the state doesn't know yet what else Josiah may have done in talking to other people about possible medical uses of CRISPR.
Yeah. So what's your take on gene editing? Is this a good thing for the future of medicine?
Oh, I think some gene editing is clearly a great thing for the future of medicine and for the future of people. Things like cures for sickle cell anemia or cystic fibrosis and potentially many other diseases are clearly good things. Whether the do-it-yourself movement has much to contribute to it, I'm more skeptical about. Dr. Zehner is very bullish on the prospects, the potential value of the do-it-yourself CRISPR movement. I think that's a little trickier. And then once you get into questions of editing embryos, editing eggs and sperm, then the questions become much more controversial. But in terms of treating diseases in living people, then I think the prospects for gene editing are really quite bright and very much to be applauded and looked forward to.
Yeah, really fascinating stuff. Of course, we'll keep an eye on this. Hank Greeley, director of the Center for Law and Biosciences at Stanford University. Thanks for joining us today, Hank.
My pleasure.